YouTube and Wire.
Hi, is Glenn there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Jal. We're at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, he is actually out of the office this week. May I give you his voicemail?
Yeah, that's fine. Or does he have a... Do you know if he's checking his email while he's out?
I kind of doubt it. I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Is it something urgent?
No, it's nothing too urgent here. Let's see. How about this? Is there maybe someone else around that handles the financing for the company? Like an office manager, controller, something like that?
Yeah. Is it personal or is it business?
Business.
Okay. Just a minute, please.
Thank you.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi, this is Joe over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry, could you say that again? I didn't catch what you
said. Oh, that's okay. I said my name is Ja. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
And I actually spoke to Glenn back in mid-January, and he said there's some things coming up that he might need some financing for, either for capital or equipment.
Oh, yeah. He is not in this week.
Okay.
If you want to, I think we have at least one of those things covered. But
okay.
If you he probably knows specifically what he wanted to, you know, was talking to you about. So I would say if you could wait until Tuesday to call, just to give him Monday to get caught up with things.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have a feeling Monday will be
pretty. Yeah, I know how Mondays are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then also being away a week, you know. So I would say if you could call back either Tuesday or Wednesday, that would probably work out really well.
Okay, sure. I can do that. How's the business going for you guys?
Good. I'd say it's good. It's not like it was in 2007 or something,
right?
As far as the way the growth was, but at least we're past the
slump,
the recession that they said that seemed to last forever. for a long time they said didn't even admit it was a recession, and
yeah.
But whatever that was, whatever you call that, we feel like we're coming out of it and things are opening up.
That's good.
Yeah.
And are you guys just a manufacturer? Are you guys kind of like a job shop?
We're a job shop. We are a manufacturer, but what we make is all custom order might not exactly be the way to say it, but we have blanket orders and things like that. But but we don't have a product line of our own. Everything that we make is for someone
customers.
Who's going to sell it to a third party. Yeah.
So, oh, I see. I see.
You know, so we don't have anything going out that says Eisters on it or something like that, or YouTube.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes it easy for you guys. You don't have to engineer it or, you know, design it and all that. It's just, you know, you just program it into the CNC for someone else.
We do some engineering here because people come with an idea.
Uh-huh.
But they don't really have it on paper, and they don't really know how to exactly work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a person here who, actually two people, that can and do work with SolidWorks and draw and stuff for us.
Oh,
sometimes
I
it'll
see.
Come in, when you're talking about drawing, sometimes it comes in on a napkin. Or
oh,
you know,
like a little, just idea.
Yeah,
like, hey,
yeah,
I want
you know,
this. Can you make it for me?
Yeah, and it has to be cleaned up and drawn up so that it can be used in the shop, you know. Yeah.
I see. And do you guys, like, do piece orders or, like, How big is, like, usually your orders?
We do prototype. Yeah, we can do prototypes, which would be like a one-up.
Right.
But, and it depends on, you know, what the agreement is there. But, but generally speaking, that's people know, most of the time people know that that's going to be a little bit expensive because you're setting up for one, you're doing a setup for one cause.
Right.
Depending on whether it's a customer that is an existing customer or not, whether we would waive that or not, you know.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. And do you, like, handle, you know, like, the whole, you know, back-end aspect of it, you know, finding the funding for it or...
No, we don't do that.
Doing the receivables?
We just bill them. We don't look for funding for them, no.
Ah, I see.
They've already done that.
Okay. Do you know if, you know, you guys have any, like, equipment on your wish list that Glenn might be looking to purchase going into the summertime?
Yeah, they, I'm sure they have, yeah, there's definitely always a wish list. I mean, and that's mainly because... Even if you don't absolutely need a brand new new item that's new to you, you may need to replace. You always need to replace something. There's always something, because we've been in business since 1978, and you're going to have a rotation of equipment. You know,
right? That's true. Yeah.
I mean, you just have to. It's just a. It's just.
You got to go with the technology too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like having a car and. After so many years, you just have to get it.
Yeah. And I know a lot of, like, other machineries, you know, you can add, like, little accessories to it, or you can do new things.
Yeah, definitely. Side things that that make it go better, or, I mean, just make it easier for the operator.
Right.
Lots of things, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
Do you know, is there like a, go ahead.
What were you going to ask? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to ask, is there, you know, from your experience, is there like a typical time of year that, you know, Eicer, you know, looks to, you know, reevaluate and see if they need any updates? Is there like a typical time that that does happen when it happens?
It happens as needed. And I mean, sometimes there's something you have in the back of your mind for several years before you get the opportunity. You know, things like that. Yeah.
Right. So, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, I won't keep you much longer. Do you? Is there like a good email for Glenn? I can just shoot him a quick note that I try to call him.
Yeah, it's Glenn GLENN. Dot. The number 3, just the number 3, not spelled out. And then that's at E-Tube and Wire. So it's E-T-U-B-E-A-N-D-W-I-R-E
.com. Okay, so glenn.3 at E-T-U-B as in boy, E-A-N-D, wire.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send him a quick note, and then we'll go from there, and then I'll try back on Wednesday for him. Give a little time for him to catch up.
that would be good, because otherwise you're liable to get a message from someone that he's just not available, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I forgot to ask, though, who am I speaking to? What's your name?
My name is Wanda. I'm Glenn's mom.
Oh, I see. Perfect. Wanda, perfect. Well, thanks, Wanda, for all your info. I'll go ahead and call him on Wednesday.
That sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.